cause behind your problems can be found. However, cognitive behavioral therapy concentrates on your behavior and your way of thinking as the root cause of how you act. By doing this, CBT is able to capture any kind of dangerous emotions or thoughts that an individual may be harboring, such as suicidal thoughts, and find a solution to the problem. Because it is possible to do this, CBT has been found to be either as effective as other therapies, and in some instances, it is even more effective than others. What CBT does is encourage the person involved to take control of their own lives through a variety of techniques. These techniques are the core principles of cognitive behavioral therapy. In this chapter, we're going to look at these core principles which guides the therapy's treatment process. Principles of cognitive behavioral therapy uses a variety of techniques to change behavior, thinking, and mood. Unlike other forms of therapy, this form of therapy will require both the patient and the therapist to work closely together. This is because the patient or individual will need to examine themselves, their change in behavior, thoughts, and beliefs so they can reduce their own dysfunctional behavior. There are a variety of techniques that are used to help the patient change how they see things. They are breathing in and out slowly. It can also be called relaxed breathing. This technique is not only used in CBT, but it can also be found in other forms of therapy. The essence of this technique is to bring mindfulness to the individual and help him or her to relax. When your breathing is calm, you will be able to deal with your issues rationally and effectively. You will be at a place where you can make better decisions. PMR. In full form, it is called progressive muscle relaxation. Just like relaxed breathing, this is another way of practicing mindfulness. This process is all about muscle relaxation, which relaxes the muscles one at a time. You can either use instructional YouTube videos, or you can use your own mind to channel relaxation and to practice the technique. Journaling. Journaling will help you to be able to learn more about yourself. As an individual, it is important to keep a personal diary of your moods, how you respond to them, the source of your negative moods, and their potency. Interoceptive exposure. This technique allows the individual to be able to approach senses they normally do not like to approach. Sensations such as being uncertain of something and being afraid. By letting themselves be in these situations, they realize that their sensations are not dangerous. Nightmare exposure and rescripting. Nightmares are unavoidable. Individuals are likely to have bad dreams if they are dealing with heavy issues in their lives. This is a technique that is used in CBT to help the individual to replace the feelings they had after having a nightmare. If the nightmare caused intense fear in the person, the emotions can be redirected into something that is more positive. Cognitive reframing. There is a kind of thinking that is unhelpful to the individual, and it ends up causing more harm than good. Through practice, an individual can change how they think and help themselves in the process. How can they be able to do this? It can be done when individuals become more aware of their own emotions and change these thoughts for the better. Unraveling of cognitive distortions. You can be able to get a hold of the irrational emotions that you are prone to have through this technique. Cognitive restructuring. This technique encourages the individual to challenge their harmful thoughts and organize them differently. Cognitive behavioral therapy encourages the patient to identify, evaluate, and to respond to thoughts and beliefs which do not operate properly with them, which makes them dysfunctional. Identification is a step towards the healing process. Cognitive behavioral therapies tend to be structured. This means that there is a certain procedure that is normally